Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Are you ready, Frank? I hope so. I'm ready, and we're going to be having a great show here, and thanks for joining us on the American Boy Radio Network and WWCR and other networks. We are going to be talking about complete overhaul of the medical system. You may be saying, can that happen? Well, we're going to investigate it, at least look at it, right? We do have a quack report. And by the way, Frank, our quack report is very short tonight, so FYI there. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Romans 5. It's 1 Chronicles 6, sorry. It says, "And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." Oh, yes, in Romans 5, here we are. "Therefore, as by the office of one judgment came upon all men to condemn them, even so to the righteousness of one free gift upon all men unto justification and life." So, yeah, choose life. Choose life. The Lord Jesus is the way. Skip that awful hour, the wrath of God. It's not for the children of God. It's for the wicked that rebel. So mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. Here it is in the quack report. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in the first segment of the show. It's a fitness crisis in America. 7% of the United States adults have only 7% now have good cardio health. The rest do not. That's something, isn't it? Out of the millions of people in America, only 7% have good cardio health. more than 9 in 10 American adults have to rethink about their health care status. Most people, like I said in a previous report, most people think they're pretty healthy, but in reality, they're not. They're relying on drug therapies to keep them propped up. This was some surveys from Tufts University as well as some others. They were measuring some key components that make up your wellness, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, cholesterol and things. And they surveyed like 55,000 people over the age of 20. And apparently we're not in good shape as America as a whole. So we're going to look at that and what we can do about it in the first segment of the show. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, hey, Frank, we got a storm coming up. I hope we don't have an electrical outage. All right, moving along here in the Quacker Week. I mean, in the main topic, we're going to be talking about complete overhauling of the medical system. Well, we're talking about these recent polls I just mentioned, the Quack Report in the United States. It's showing Americans are not as healthy as they think. In fact, adult Americans over 20 are kind of sinking fast with regards to the health statistics. Now, the information was gathered by a couple of polls. One was Tufts University, and the other was the Harris poll. And just 67 years ago, obesity was uncommon as a $5 cup of coffee. Yeah. So newsreels of the U.S. citizens and troops in Hawaii during World War II showed no overweight people whatsoever. It is astonishing to watch that. You can go up on YouTube and pull them up and you can look. Now, you have to ask, well, what happened to America to make such a negative impact on the overall health of a nation? Well, here's a quote from the Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
We had a little technical glitch. I do apologize, and we got trashed with the electrical outage. So here we are. We're doing the show by old-fashioned pot flying. All right, so what are we talking about? We're talking about the overhaul of the medical system. So here is a quote from Megan O'Hearn. She's a PhD at Friedman School of Nutritional Science. She says these numbers, she's talking about the polls, these numbers are striking. It's deeply problematic that in the United States, one of the wealthiest nations in the world, fewer than 1 in 15 adults have optimal cardiometabolic health. So she's kind of on the same sheet of music as the polls. But here Dr. O'Hearn is kind of describing America as an unhealthy nation. We're not one of the healthiest nations anymore compared to the world. When you look at the top 10 healthiest nations, we're not even listed. The top 10 are Spain, Italy, Iceland, Japan, Switzerland, Sweden, Australia, Singapore, Norway, and Israel. Now, of course, this is all probably prior to COVID-19. So the 2019 Global Perspective on Health said the United States ranks in last place. And how much money do we spend on healthcare? Why are we in last place, right? Here is a quote from the Global Perspective on Health. In 2019, they said, the United States ranks last overall, despite spending far more on its gross domestic product on health care. The U.S. ranks last on access of care, administration efficiency, equity, and health care outcomes. They go on to say, oh, I'm sorry, this is the National Library of Medicine. They said this, the United States is the wealthiest nation in the world and is far from the healthiest. And they add, compared to other countries, Americans are more likely to find care inaccessible or unaffordable, end of quote. So, you know, and as far as the media reporting, you know, don't you remember the media say we're living longer in America? No, that's just not the case. That's a big fat lie. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine. They said, Americans live shorter lives and experience more injuries and illnesses than people in other high-income countries. In most instances, compared to other countries, Americans are living 4 to 5 years less for the past 3 decades. This difference in life expectancy has been growing, especially among women. You know, women were supposed to outlive the men. Well, not anymore. Let's see, this is a National Library of Medicine. They go on to add, the consequences of not attending to the growing U.S. health disadvantage and reversing current trends are predictable. The U.S. will probably continue to fall further behind comparable to other countries on health outcomes and mortality. And in addition, the personal tilt will take a drain on life and health, and it may ultimately affect the economic prosperity and even our other countries. So, you know, as we go down, we can affect other countries, they're saying. Additionally, they say we will not have a healthy or productive workforce as far as the population goes, and there is so much at stake, especially for American youth. The United States can't afford to ignore this growing health disadvantage, but they are. They are. And, you know, the people in charge of the United States health complex are kind of happy with it. Think about it. It's making certain people in power a lot of money. And the more sick people you have, the more profits you're going to have as well in this system. So as a nation, we do not have a wellness system at all. Not really. I think it shines as a trauma care area, but well, let's look at the Tufts poll real quick. The Tufts University polled 55,000 people over the age of 20 prior to the COVID-19 problem, and there were 5 categories of health, and less than 7% matched the criteria for optimum health. So here's what the Tufts University poll found. 6.8% of adult Americans have good cardiac health, and this included blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and your body weight. To the amazement of the researchers, they found compared to previous polls, the health decline over a 23-year period was considered a, quote, sharp, steep decline. So in 1999, they said the polls revealed that 1 in 3 Americans were considered healthy, and in 2018, the polls were 1 in 4. So the same type of decline showed in the diabetic category as well. And going back to Professor O'Hearn, she says, we need a complete overhaul of our healthcare system, the food system, and environment because of the crisis everyone is in. Disease is not only the only problem. We don't just want to be free of disease. We want to achieve optimum health and well-being, end of quote. Well, that's a nice goal to shoot for there, Doc, but there's a lot of problems that need to be fixed before we get there. So the problem with our healthcare system is not solely on economic status. As the National Library of Medicine is pointing out, they said this, in recent studies it suggests that even highly advantaged Americans may be worse, have worse health than their counterparts in other countries, end of quote. So, and you know what they're saying overall? Most Americans will fall into an intermediate area. The Tufts study found that many of those surveyed fell into a category they considered intermediate health, which meant that they were starting to show signs of disease. They were like pre-diabetic or pre-hypertension and slightly overweight. So that's the category that had the best advantage to pull it back. you know, to pull away from the cliff, if you will, and improve their health, much easier to get it as soon as it starts to happen than let it run its course and then you have a real problem to deal with. Now, the Harris poll was reported in the 2020 Physicians Weekly Journal, January 2020, and they reported that 7 in 10 Americans rated their health as good or excellent, and the poll was conducted by the American Osteopathic Association, and the poll included about 2,000 individual U.S. adults, and this was December 2019, And many aspects of this poll, they were looking at a person's lifestyle. They assessed things like work, sleep, exercise habits, their environment, their mental health, and their health care available. So this poll concluded that under 60% of Americans were indeed healthy enough to be considered to be in good health. So 60% or less than 60%. They said this: when we think about whole person health, we also consider a number of factors outside people's control, and we're seeing, things that need improvement. Well, there's a lot of things that need improvement. So they're talking about changes, and the problem that Dr. O'Hearn really doesn't take into consideration is there are powers in place that do not want the system to change. So the sick care industry complex is massive, and the legislative branch is involved with it. So healthcare is estimated to be a third of the nation's wealth, and so some people want to control that. And to overhaul the healthcare system, there are multiple business sectors that would be, well, would need overhaul as well. So there was this turning point, though, that if we look at it, we can see it. So when did all this go wrong? Well, if you're sort of like slowly boiling a frog in a pot of hot water, kind of took over the United States, and there were several changes, and it all kind of hit us around World War II, post-World War II. There was a significant impact then on the health of American people there. There were just 8 national changes that had huge significance. They started using GMO foods. They genetically modified the grains, right, in 1945. Farming changes were happening. Fewer family farms were being used. They didn't do crop rotation methods with the larger farms. Also, agricultural changes took place. They used more chemicals on the land. Fast food chains cropped up and replaced home cooking diners. Remember that? Modern conveniences required less physical effort, less exercise. Also, vaccine programs that created, in a lot of cases, science shows it's creating a diabetic, type 2, diabetes, type 1 and type 2. FDA was created to oversee your food products. And then, of course, your drug industry. And also medical schools, doctors no longer went to nutritional or natural therapy schools anymore. They went to AMA medical schools and learned to prescribe. So it wasn't about nutrition anymore. It was about drug therapy to control symptoms. So that's where a whole lot of changes hit a system and made all these things happen. Now, according to that National Library of Medicine report, they said that the United States fared far worse in 10 categories on healthcare, which were birth outcomes, injuries and homicides, adolescent pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections, HIV and AIDS, drug addictions, obesity and diabetes, drug-induced mortality, heart disease, lung disease, and disability. So we fare far worse in those categories, and those are huge categories. Drug-induced mortality, that's your prescription healthcare therapy. It's astonishing when you start seeing it all put together. So we can see that the way our healthcare system is, the food system, the legal government system, and we're suffering because of this is a big crisis. They're all interwoven. And the wrong people are really in key positions in a lot of these systems, very difficult to make a positive change when you have it kind of connected that way. So drug companies are very close and friendly with the FDA, and then those people are also very influential over Congress and your legislators. So, because money answers all things, see. Now, I'm not saying everybody in government, the FDA, are criminals and you know, and they're just selling us all out for, you know, a fistful of cash. Some of them are probably okay, but the majority of them aren't. So there's the problem. But you know what you can do? You can make a change right now, and that's important. You have that power right now to make a change. So I see this big picture, and the way around it is to lean on alternative means for taking better care of yourself. So watch that diet, you get your regular exercise in, and I reserve the current healthcare system for what it is for trauma, and everything else I look to the natural therapies for. So you can learn to do this as well, and can do it in a very short time. If you want to help, they can call Apothecary Herbs, ask for their free product catalog. They have a full line of immune support, metabolic support, and toxin removal herb formulas to get you started. And when you cleanse and nourish your system, your body, you can sidestep a lot of the internal medicine issues most people are facing today. Cleanse and nourish, very basic. Get the toxins out, put the nutrition in, the body knows what to do and heal itself. A lot of what I see is mineral imbalance or lack of minerals in the system, and the body can't function without them. And you start to have system overload and then system collapse, and then what does the doctor do? Well, they prop you up with drug therapy, and because that's what they were taught to do. Apothecary Herbs phone number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., you can call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com if you want to check them out online, thepowerherbs.com. They're having a 4th of July sale. Yep, still going on. It'll run through the 10th of July, and you can save 25% on orders $50 or more. Use coupon code BEACH, like going to the beach, and the number 22. A lot of information is on their homepage if you want to check it out there. Just give them a call. Use the code over the phone if you'd like. Restrictions apply, of course, and the sale does end on the 10th. So take advantage before the sale runs out. ThePowerHerbs.com. Also, if you do online, you have the email, sign up for their free online newsletters. They're very informative, and you can pass that on to family and friends and pass on the empowerment. That's what it's about. And be well out there. That's what I say. Be well out there. Well, I can see we're really, how close are we, Frank, to the bottom of the hour break? We got, what, 2 minutes? 2 minutes? Okay, so coming up here, we're going to be looking at plant proteins, and we're also going to be looking at diet versus drug therapy. Can a diet really make a big difference? I know I've talked to a lot of you out there over the years, and you said, the doctor said, diet's not going to be able to do it. Diet's not going to be strong enough to make a change. And I disagree. I disagree. There's been studies where a diet can change your DNA in 6 days. That's how powerful it is. That's how much power you have right now. You can change DNA for the better in 6 days with the type of foods you're putting in the system. And just imagine what you can do with medicinal herbs, which are very concentrated, potent medicinals. God wrote about in the Bible and said they're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Well, I see by the clock. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to reboot on this end, and hopefully we'll get rid of the static that I'm hearing and continue with empowerment. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk, and we're going to rock and roll right along. We're going to be talking about diet versus drug, okay? I do apologize. We have a big electrical storm going on over here, and it's kind of messing with our electrical devices, as it were. Hopefully, we'll be able to impart this knowledge without any interference. Americans really have a big battle they're warring against on the health front. And a lot of public health agencies, like the FDA and some others, try to steer people away from supplements and more to drug therapy. And the FDA does really doesn't do any testing whatsoever on drugs or supplements. They're just, you know, going by what's submitted to them. So really the FDA is kind of clueless about, you know, what's really going on with especially your prescription drug treatments. And so basically you want to be doing your own research on a lot of these therapies that are recommended to you. Anyway, so there was this Harvard study, and the Alliance for Natural Health says that the Harvard University did this study on percentages of FDA-approved drugs and their health hazards. So according to the study, prescription medications are responsible for 1.9 million hospitalizations, 2.74 million serious adverse reactions, 128,000 deaths each year. So in comparison, Americans take about 60 billion doses of dietary supplements every year. The adverse reactions to supplements were minuscule, in which people mix supplements maybe with other medications, either prescribed or over-the-counter. And, you know, I don't recommend doing that because you can, herbs can interfere with the uptake of your medications or magnify them like you took too much. So you want to use caution there. Here is a quote from Gretchen DeBow. She's an executive director for the Alliance of Natural Health in the United States, and she said, "You're 5 times more likely to be killed by a lightning strike, 581 times more likely to be killed in a boating accident, and 98,000 times more likely to be killed by an FDA-approved and properly prescribed pharmaceutical drug than by a dietary supplement." So the bigger, more important picture here is this. Despite some bad apples, the supplement industry still produces the safest products that humans can ingest, end of quote. And even a former FDA employee said the same thing, that he was arguing with somebody about, you know, herbs not, or supplements not being regulated. They are. They fall under guidelines the FDA puts out for the supplement market. So they are regulated to adhere to certain manufacturing guidelines to preserve, you know, the integrity and purity of the final product, so it's not adulterated. So the comparison is kind of obvious here, that the supplement industry manufactures one of the safest products that Americans can put into their body compared to pharmaceutical drugs, which are very toxic, okay, and can, you know, really mess with some very, very important vital organs like your liver. So if consumers are taking, let's say, a whole food supplement and not a fractionalized or synthetic version of one, the likelihood of having any adverse reactions is practically zero. And this is why, you know, the liability insurance for, you know, the supplement industry is minuscule compared to, let's say, you know, your medical doctors. They have to have malpractice insurance because the likelihood of you becoming harmed by a therapy they prescribed is there. Well, and so let's look at some of the risks here the experts are talking about. There is an industry solely committed to evaluating risk and putting a price tag on it. The need for malpractice insurance, as I said, was born in 1374 when medical malpractice became pretty common. And in accordance to British courts, many of them had cases coming before them that got dismissed. Malpractice law really didn't get going till later, but malpractice at the time when it started was supporting fraud and neglect resulting in injury. And then in the 1700s, President George Washington's inauguration time frame, malpractice lawsuits were being heard in the U.S. courts by then, and they were being heard in a kind of breach of contract situation. So the JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association journal, in 2000 and in 1997, the Journal of Community Health, the word malpractice comes from the Latin term malpraxis, and it was coined by British legal scholar Sir William Blackstone in 1765. And according to Blackstone, the malpractice lawsuit is claiming a private wrong and is not considered a breach of contract. It's a private wrong. So it comes down to failure to do your job in a private capacity. And the medical malpractice insurance industry bases the grounds for damages off of the medical standards. Okay, so medical standards can be kind of like a cloak of protection for the medical professionals under a lot of these current laws. So we were just talking in the first part of the show, you know, doing a overhaul of the medical system. We got the legal system to deal with as well. So the premium rates physicians are going to pay for their malpractice insurance kind of varies according to their type of practice they have. If they're in a physician group, sole practice, or if they're working for a hospital authority. But according to the network of insurance agents and underwriters, premiums are higher in a weak economy like we have now. And according to the general rates, premiums can range from $20,000 to $200,000 a year, depending on, you know, if it's just a general practitioner or maybe a surgeon of sorts. General practitioners tend to pay less than $6,500 a year. Surgeons are going to pay more, much higher than those GPs. And chiropractors, well, they do have a premium, but it's very low for malpractice insurance. Underwriters look and see that the risk of harm is lower, so their annual premium is like $500. And there's really absolutely no malpractice insurance available for nutritional experts, herbalists, because nutrition therapy or food therapy is not underwritten because the insurance industry sees there's little to no risk in it. So when death certificates start showing up in droves saying death caused by herbs or a supplement, then you're going to see the underwriters come bursting forward saying, well, I'll write you a policy. Now, they did a poll, 300 Americans in the United States, and over half of them said they take supplements on a daily basis. And in the annuals of the International Medicine Journal, they encourage medical professionals to discourage patients from using supplements as a way to preserve health. They're saying your supplements will make you worse off. So they state that there are no studies to support your vitamins and your minerals can work to assist you and make you better. So Dr. Andrew Saul he discussed a few 19 studies proving there's a strong correlation between supplement use and reduced risk of cardiovascular disease and even cancer. So the medical industry knows your supplement nutrients positively affect function, therefore they will say the opposite, okay, because they want to prescribe for you. Now in 2013, a Gallup poll showed that the higher the education level of an American, especially the older Americans, they were the ones that were more open to using supplement therapy. They also discovered that younger and younger Americans who are now starting to take supplements as a preventative starting at age 18. So what kind of supplements are they taking? Well, they're taking, you know, mineral, protein, and vitamin supplements. 68% of senior citizens will take supplements. 50% of people between 50 and 64 are taking them. And as the poll points out, there is a lot of money at stake, but also the health and lifestyle of Americans is at stake. One thing's for certain, though, nature is on trial here. Here's what Dr. Andrew Saul said. He said, the NBC supplement bashing headline article displays an ignorance of clinical nutrition that is difficult to ignore. End of quote. Yeah, so here is a brief list of some studies that were published in prominent medical journals showing your scientific evidence that supplements have a positive impact or improve and protect health. This is the Journal for American Medical Association 2012, where they said multivitamin supplements were found to reduce cancer risk by 8%. In the International Journal of Cancer in 2011, they said increase in serum vitamin D levels are associated with a 15% reduction in colorectal cancer and also induced 11% reduction in breast cancer incidence. So this is the American Heart Journal. In 2011, if you increase your vitamin C, they said it was associated with a 9% reduction in heart failure mortality. An estimated 216,000 lives could be saved each year just with some vitamin C. Also, the International Journal of Cancer, also 2011, while the NBC News Network declared your vitamin E does no good whatsoever at preventing cancer or heart disease, their study found natural vitamin E decreases prostate cancer formation by a respectable 75%. The International Journal of Cancer in 2008 said, use your natural vitamin E. It reduces lung cancer as well. It reduced the risk by 61%. So there are scientific studies out there pointing out, hey, you know, nutrition's important. Drug therapy may save lives in trauma issues, getting somebody stabilized, but a lot of your drug therapy, I don't think, should be used for life. It weakens the system. It doesn't promote strength. And I think if you look at some experts out there, very credible medical doctors will tell you, you know, look at your alternatives. Some chemists used to work for the drug care company said the same thing, that, you know, if you take these drug therapies for 10, 15 years, you're going to wind up with a problem worse than when you started. So basically, you have choices. You do. And if you're looking for cardio-strengthening herbs, they're out there. If you're looking for herbs that will balance hormonal systems, they're there. These are not hormone replacement drugs. These are herbs that feed the endocrine system to balance your hormones so you have the right amount of hormones you should have. So we got away from the natural way, the basic knowledge of wellness, and we substituted and we traded it for a drug therapy complex. Why? You know, I think it was like the frog in the pot. Little by little by little by little, and change became, you know, the path got deeper and deeper and deeper until now everybody just, you know, goes for the chemical treatment instead of trying to do something else. Well, let's look at your food change in genes, because we mentioned that, and this is such powerful information. And this should encourage you. It really should encourage you that your lifestyle has the power to, you know, make you better wellness-wise, or you know, or if you go the other way, it can make you worse. And there's been studies that have proven that. So medical schools like Harvard would have you believe that common modern diseases like diabetes is a genetic-driven thing, but it's not true. Patients are told that they were born with a metabolic time bomb, and it just went off. So you're going to be diabetic the rest of your life. Nothing you can do about it. That's what they tell them. Patients are told this, and if you really look at science and how genes are influenced, we find it is mostly due to our diets. And your diet can change your genes, and it can change what you pass on to the next generation. So if you inherited a flaw, it was definitely influenced by an ancestral diet we tend to eat, like our relatives, don't we? Now, science would have us believe that this is the deck of cards you were dealt, and there's nothing you could do to change your gene editing, unless, of course, they do it for you. And I think that's a bunch of malarkey. I really do. Here's some insights. Medical reports are starting to tell people that illnesses are attributed to lifestyle. And here's the list of major lifestyle influences over your condition. Body fat, your weight, exercise or lack of it, diet, healthy or unhealthy, smoking or alcohol consumption. Those are the big five. So you have a whole bunch of power over those five things. So you can change your situation relatively simply by changing those areas. So if we weed through a lot of the techno talk on the scientific data, we find that in general, the Western diet is pretty much a death sentence. The diabetes prevention program did an analysis, and patients who disposed of their Western diet and went to a healthier one got regular exercise and avoided sugar and a natural, did some natural, you know, positive thinking. They got rid of even the artificial sweeteners out of the diet. They can reverse their diabetes within 2 to 3 weeks in some instances. Sometimes it could take a little longer if you've had diabetes a while. So they reported that this mindset to live healthier and stick with it offered a 58% success rate at being diabetes-free within a year. So prevention also reported that people who changed their eating changed their lives, and they listed the foods diabetics can eat, and they looked like you know, it looks like the Mediterranean diet, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, nuts, beans, lentils, whole grains, that kind of thing. So whole foods have a strong influence on our cells, our health, and our genetic code. So you have the power. You can take it back. Just take it back. So in the United States, we have three internal medicine issues that we are, well, they're plagues, really, but we are told they're considered to be normal or expected as we age. It's part of the medicine society. So in other words, people are not supposed to think outside the box. They're not here to self-diagnose. So if you have heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, especially if you get older, they're saying this is considered normal. It's common, but it's not normal. So it may be common, but it's not normal. So when we consider cultural studies done around the world, there's an area of the planet that has no diabetes, no cancer, no heart disease, and that's the Mediterranean area. So that diet would be the best diet to adopt if you don't want heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. So lots of fruits and vegetables, fish, not too many red meats, but some. But, you know, just lots of olive oil, things, healthy oils. So that's it. Taking the power back through lifestyle change. And, you know, that's a huge thing. You could stay out of the doctor's office. You don't need to be at the drugstore picking up prescriptions and stuff like that. Now, in 2014, the Indiana University reported that people with heart disease were low in iron, but they were getting too much iron as not a good thing. So you want to have the pendulum in the middle, not swinging too far one way or the other. And by the way, ferrous sulfate, which is a common iron supplement, is better than nothing. But I like a natural iron. I get it from beetroot. And it will help your red blood cells hold on to oxygen better. So if you have oxygen delivery issues, try some beetroot. And I juice raw beets and drink the juice, and that's how I get it. Now, people with any internal medicine diseases are usually going to be low in a lot of mineral nutritional elements. So the industrial farm complex has kind of departed from the healthy farming, and our crops are showing it. We have 50% less nutrition in them, so that's not sustaining health as well. So people aren't connecting that dot so much. People a few thousand or 100 years ago had healthier constitutions than we do. So it wasn't heart disease or cancer that killed them. It was pandemics or war that killed them. Now, an example is Joshua in the Bible. He led Israel into battle well into his 80s, wielding a sword, which were heavy. And who do you know in their 80s that has the strength to pick up a sword, let alone go into battle with it? So men of valor in the biblical times could dispatch 300 of the enemy in 30 minutes. That's how they got the title, men of valor. So that's reducing the ranks of the enemy by 10 men per minute. Who do you know can kill 10 men per minute without a handgun or rifle or bomb? Think about that. They had strength, and think of the gladiators. They dug up gladiator bones and analyzed the DNA in their teeth, and they were vegetable eaters. They ate no meats. Think about that. Gladiators. The fight to the death kind of guy. Well, you have to have the right fuel for yourselves to do that kind of thing. And before the flood, what did everybody eat? Nuts, grains, plants. Yeah. They didn't eat animals then. And they were pretty strong and healthy. I mean, Noah and his sons built an ark. Have you seen that ark, Frank? The Ark Encounter out in Kentucky. Anybody been out there? Amazing. They replicated the ark. It is jaw-dropping. Go see that. It's well worth the trip if you're interested in that kind of thing. So you can kind of get a glimpse into what Noah and his family dealt with during the flood. Now, Indiana University, guess what? They weren't the only institution to mention there's a link between iron and heart disease. The Imperial College of London also reported findings in the Journal of Arterial Sclerosis and Thrombosis and Vascular Biology that low iron increases the risk of heart disease and especially coronary diseases as well. So we should discern that these reports that the people in the Western diet tend to get their iron from red meat. And there's plenty of non-animal foods that also provide your whole food iron, so keep that in mind. So this is the good news, since red meats come with a lot of fats, which can promote congestive arteries. And, of course, the scientists and studies want to give, you know, people with heart disease the statin drugs, you know, the synthetic iron tablets and stuff like that. Remember your beetroots, the raw roots. The cooked ones are okay, but you get more live enzymes and nutrients when they're not cooked. Juice some beets. Reboot that blood system. Bam. Overnight in 24 hours, you'll look like you had a blood transfusion on paper if the doctor does a blood work analysis on you. He'll be amazed. Yep, he'll have to agree his medical training is not complete. So, you have power. God gave you this power through foods. Organic foods, whole foods, the chemistry's there. He put that there. And it's just amazing what you can do with just plants. People aren't taught this. They're taught to rely on the drug companies. So the drug companies want you to be reliant on them. So that means they want you to stay ill. That's how this healthcare, which is really a sick care system, is designed. Because there's really no profit in well people. That's how it's built. So keep that in mind. You've got power. Take it back. Just take it back. You can do this. There are some herbs, too, that can strengthen cardio function while you transition. If you need a little assistance, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They can show you what they have there. But you have the power. Whole foods. Natural iron. You want natural iron? You're going to find it in beans, nuts, green leafy vegetables. And people seem to be, you know, obsessed with natural food sources that, hey, they're not going to provide enough minerals and vitamins to make a difference. That's how they've been brainwashed. Well, medical doctors tell patients they can't control their symptoms with diet alone. Well, symptom management is not the goal anyway. When considering the conventional foods grown today, I'll admit they're probably 50% devoid of the nutrients our ancestors ate 100 years ago. But your certified organic heirloom produce, try to grow some yourself if you can't find somebody in a farmer's market that's grown it, that's going to provide the nutrition you're looking for. And also you can lean on your medicinal herbs. They're packed full of nutrition. That's why they're bitter. So the Bible is telling us herbs and spices are very well, scientists even say they're very complex. They're concentrated, balanced sources of nutritional elements. So you can find in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, God says, hey, your herbs are meat, convenient. They're convenient for you. To the body, it'll be like you ate meat. And you can avoid getting too much of a good thing when you eat whole food sources. And your body can void out what it doesn't need. So your cells will grab onto oxygen and more nutrition and deliver that throughout the body a lot better when you have balanced chemistry. So very different from drug therapy, which gives you side effects because there's no balance there. They have used strong chemical alkaloids that they originally took from plants. Now they make synthetic copycats of it. And that's why you have side effects, because God's chemistry's not in there. Mm-hmm. That's what you call a patented chemistry. And who gets wealthy on that? Not you. No. Here's a quote from Barrett Johnson, professor of biology at Norwegian University. He says, we have found that diet with 65% carbohydrates causes a number of different genes to work overtime. This effect can cause inflammation in the body and also associated with cardiovascular disease, some cancers, dementia, and type 2 diabetes. So the immune system operates as the body's surveillance authority, and when we consume too many carbohydrates, the body is triggered to react, and the immune system is mobilized as if there were an invasion of bacteria or viruses. So if you've had, like, too much, you know, carbs, and then you feel like you got a lot of inflammation in your joints, you got arthritis, gout, gouty, you're kind of a gouty person, well, look at the diet, you know, and the nutritional pyramid is way off. So you want a balance of things. But, you know, I'm running out of time, but call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free catalog on a lot of nutritional elements in your herbs that will probably fit the bill for you, get you over the hump and on the right path. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget their sale for the 4th of July runs through the 10th. You'll save 25% on your order. Details online or give them a call, 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.